All right, it's 55 Dimes. I'm sitting here with Ian. How's it going?
It's going all right, man. How you doing?
Doing pretty good. It's
excellent.
Been a while.
Yeah, long time, actually.
How's the band been?
Doing really good, man. We've added some members to the band probably since the last time we've all sat down together. We got Aaron from Kingdom Under Fire playing guitar with us now on top of, you know, I got Stone and Mike on drums, and we got Jamie from Separation of Sanity, and I feel complete now, so we're rocking it now.
That's strong people to add,
right? Yeah, they've definitely added a new breath of fresh air into the group.
Anything new coming up for you guys?
We got a couple new songs. We're doing this event here, and we're just focused on writing right now. We're in a groove right now, and we're not wanting to stop. So we got a couple shows. We got this show here at the Bossa Nova tonight, and then March 7th, we're doing Strength Keeper CD release party over at Branks.
Sweet. That sounds... I'll probably be there.
That's going to be a fun one. Really fun.
So it seems like you guys hardly play ever, like a few...
it's been that way the last couple years, man. You know, my guitar player got married. I had a baby. And so we took a pretty long break. And then, you know, finding other musicians, you know, we went without a bass player for a good couple of years, having fill-ins. And so now that we're settled, we're finally able to, we're ready to go.
How do you guys keep the energy with so little shows you guys do?
I think it's, we all still like each other. You know what I mean? And when we do play, it feels really good because it is few and far between anymore.
Oh, yeah, I've seen you guys a handful of times and... entertaining every time.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much, man. I think the last time I saw you was Shanahan's. We did the Vancouver show.
Yeah, it's you guys, Kingdom, and On Enemy Soil, I believe.
God, was it that long ago? Very well could have been. Damn, yeah, that was a long time. That was before, I think, the new guys. So, yeah.
Yeah,
it's been a long time ago.
It's been a while. All right, and so the reason we're all here is Rizzo.
Yeah, Brian Rizzo, man.
Can you do like a brief summary of what happened?
I will. Brian Rizzo is a bouncer over at Mystic Nightclub, where I also DJ. And one night, I think it was January 11th, he was doing his job. We had a customer come in who was pretty unruly, saying some racial slurs to our customers waiting to get inside the club. And so Brian did his job. He said, hey, you know, walk on out. We don't need you here. 20 minutes to a half hour later, he comes back with a mask. The patron comes back with a mask and point blank shoots Brian right in the head. Brian drops, so he tries to get him again with another shot. Luckily, he missed. And so that was that. You know, Brian got shot in the head. My other bouncer, he comes around, waiting to get on shift, was right next to Brian when it happened, followed the shooter outside, ended up shooting him a couple times. And the shooter, about a week later, died from his injuries. But that's why we're here. We're raising some money to take care of Brian Rizzo and all of his expenses. He's doing really, really well. Total superhero scenario, man. Takes a bullet to the head, and he's walking and talking, and he's doing amazing. He's going through all of his physical rehabilitation. He's pretty much defying all the odds right now. The doctors are really surprised, family, all of us. And he's doing great, and we're really, really grateful. So what this is to make sure that he can still keep his home, feed himself, and take care of himself. Medical expenses will be taken care of by the club. But, yeah, this is so he can still survive because, you know, he's not going to be able to work for a while.
And does he remember the event at all?
He does. Yeah, actually, as of last week, I believe it was last week or 2 weeks ago, he started having a little bit of recollection as to what happened. He still doesn't understand why. But he knows he does remember what happened. He remembers getting shot, which is kind of weird.
I don't think anybody really knows why. That's
well, that's
crazy.
It. Yeah, I mean, we all know why. He got, you know, just some crazy guy with a gun. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And he didn't get his way. So and the weird thing is that the guy who shot Brian, he's been a long customer of ours for a long time, long standing customer. I mean, he's bounced at other clubs. And he knows how we operate. You know, he knows how clubs operate, how security operates. Something snapped. Something inside of his head just he needed to be there apparently. So unfortunately.
That's never good.
Yeah, not at all.
So did you select all the bands for tonight?
You know, I did actually. It was I wanted to grab all the bands that have worked directly with Brian in the club or have known him. And so we've got Delaney and Paris who work in the industry. They're, you know, two girls are just comedy acoustic rock. Great group of girls. They've worked in the industry. They've danced at our club. Betrayed by Weakness, their singer, is a bar back over at Mystic. So that was a given. We have American Me, or Toxic Zombie, rather. They're going to be the next band. Toxic Zombie, we got Brian DJing at the club. So I wanted to keep it family. We got American Me, whose drummer used to DJ with us over at Mystic as well, and then of course me. So yeah, I wanted to keep it family and keep it personal.
Oh man, are you guys videotaping this so you can see?
Yeah, actually, this will be broadcast live tonight. Afton TV, I think it is. They're going to be broadcasting this live for a $5 fee for people who live outside the like 100-mile radius. So people who want to at least chip in and help can still enjoy the event, pitch in $5, and they can watch it, stream it from their television. I'm hoping that I can get a DVD copy of it, which I can edit it down later and then give to Brian.
That'd be cool. I think you'd like that.
I think you would too.
So is he still at the hospital though?
He's still at the hospital. They transferred him to a different hospital just for rehabilitation purposes. But right now he's just doing his thing, man.
So he's back to recovery.
He's recovering.
Good.
He's doing great, man. He's doing really good. So his family's going to be out here tonight, and I'm really looking forward to meeting his family. And it's going to be pretty special, I think.
It's going to be a good, great list of bands. Probably a pretty emotional night.
It will be. I think so, for sure. I think this is the first show I've ever gotten nervous for. Like, really nervous for, because I want it to work out great for him. You know what I mean? So, no, it's pretty cool.
At least he's doing good.
Yeah.
Not like a benefit for other reasons.
Exactly. Exactly.
It's to help him out more.
Well, and not only that, but I think maybe this event could be for awareness as well. I mean, you know, because everybody that works in this industry, we put up with a lot of shit. A lot of shit. I mean, you know, between the bartenders, our security, even me as a DJ, I mean, we put up with a lot of stuff. And regardless of what kind of establishment we do work at, some of us work at, it's all for fun. It's all entertainment purposes. You know, we're there to have a good time, and our bouncers are there to make sure everybody's having a good time and everybody's safe, you know. And so if nothing else, you know, Brian's doing good. That's great. But now we're bringing up awareness as well. So, you know, for your security at concerts, at clubs, whatever the case may be, you know, just make sure you're taking care of your security guys and fucking thank them, you know?
Yeah, definitely. They're there to help us.
Well, without a doubt. They're very important.
Whether you hate them or love them.
You probably
all hate them.
But, you know, in the way I look at it, Brian probably took a bullet for us. I mean, not even probably. He did take a bullet for us. Because obviously the guy was aggravated already. Brian sent him away. And he comes back with a gun. You know, and from what I understand, the cops found multiple magazines, multiple, you know, cartridges full of ammunition and a couple other guns in his car. So, you know, he took a bullet for us. That's the way I look at it.
When I saw in the newspapers and stuff, he like had that feeling when the first time he came in, like,
right,
like something was off with the
and
guy.
And that was
right?
It. That was it. Yeah. And that's because, like I said, there's a couple of Hispanic guys right in front of the shooter, waiting in line to get in the door, and the shooter just started spouting off racial slurs. You know, Mexican this, and you know, you can imagine. And so, and that's when Brian said, you know, just have a good night. And it was too bad. It was early on in the night. You know, we never see that kind of activity until maybe later. You know, aggravated. You know, people had enough drinks. They're pissy. You know, macho bullshit. This happened first thing while everybody's starting their shifts. And that was kind of the oddball thing. But like I said, Brian just had a feeling. He did his job. He's a great fucking bouncer. So it's just unfortunate he paid the price for it, you know.
Yeah. Well, do you have any last words you'd like to say? Like,
you know, I definitely want to thank all the bands that came out to donate their time. I want to thank Mystic for getting us the venue. I want to thank Bossa Novas for opening their doors to us, their staff. Mystic Crew has been amazing. The owners, the bands. We got DJs here tonight that are going to tear the place apart. We got art we're going to auction off. I just want to thank everybody who has helped us out with this, including you, Chair Bear, 55 Dimes. Thank you so much, man.
No, thank you.
I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, man.